Thank you for calling in to the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. This is Angela. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find the nearest testing site near you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to get my second dose. It
so
looks like you're
only close. You're not calling to find the nearest site. You're calling about the COVID shot. There's two different ones. Hold on just a second. Let me find another.
Yes.
I can help you. Yeah, there's two different ones, not the same. Hold on just a second. Anyway, some people are still calling it. Oh, no. We know they're really not calling for testing. I don't know where they're still getting that number from. It's really weird.
It's just up on the website. But I am supposed to get my second dose of Moderna. And are y'all still at the cruise terminal?
Oh, I don't know. You have to talk to your health department. They might do it somewhere else. Either way, they're going to be the one that's going to schedule you and tell you where you need to go. All we do is get your information in the system. And have you registered for your second shot?
No, I have not.
Okay,
I
can put you in this. I can put you in the system for it. Go ahead. Go ahead. What you're saying?
I was just looking on the website and I missed it yesterday. It says the card said it was supposed to be April the 19th, and I just looked at my calendar and realized, damn, I missed it. So, it's Moderna, and I've got to get the second shot.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. All I can do is register you. You have to talk to the health department about that. They're going to be the ones that call you. We don't have access to people that call us information. We don't have access to your medical information at all. All I do is put your name and phone number and information into the system, and then the health department will pull up your records and call you.
Yeah, this is where I got the name, the telephone number off the health department.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, we put it in for them, and that's about it. So I can put in your name and phone number and information where you can get where you'll be pre-registered, and they can contact you for the second shot. Or you can, you know what I'm saying? Because if you call, more than likely you might not get them because they were taking a lot of calls about those shots.
All right.
It's taking me a while to find the page because you called in on the wrong number. So hold on just a second. Gotta find a page. Give me a minute. Alabama. Wow. Huh. I gotta go to a lot of them.
Are you on the website itself?
No. No, I'm going through my history to find the page because we schedule and we do the nearest test. We do the testing site for the state also. And you called under the testing site and not the COVID shot line. So I've got to find a page for the shot. And I got to go through a long list of history to find it. So hold on just a second. That's what I was telling you. Still don't see it. See if I can type it in. Alabama. Not seeing it. You got an 855 number?
No. I tell you what, I think I know, I found some other ones number I can get in touch with.
Okay.
Dr. Aaron
if
Coker.
If you can't find that, we do the pre-registrations for everybody. So if you can't find that, try to see if you can Google it and find the right number for it. It's going to be COVID pre-registration. COVID shot pre-registration, okay? And then call us back if you can't get anyone else, because I'm not seeing seeing it in my history right away. I would have to look for it for a little while. And you're the first call today, so I don't have one for the day.
Okay.
All right?
And call
us back.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling in to Alabama COVID vaccine registration line. You have a great day.
All right. You too.